The following sermon was delivered on Friday, December 11th, 2015.
The city of Billings is the largest in Montana. About 100,000 residents call it home, most of whom are white and Christian. In the late 1980s, white supremacists declared Montana to be one of five states that would constitute an Aryan homeland in America. And shortly after their proclamation, incidents of racial violence and hate crime began to multiply across the state, ultimately infecting the city of Billings itself. Groups of skinheads began to appear. The Ku Klux Klan would drop its literature on people's driveways and place it in their mailboxes. There were incidents of intimidation where skinheads would go into the African American church and establish their presence in a most menacing way. The Jewish cemetery was vandalized. There were bomb threats against the synagogue itself. At first, the leadership of the city, including the religious leadership, chose not to respond for fear of raising their profile and bringing down more violence and more fear upon their community. But all of that changed the night of December 2nd, 1993. On this particular night, a stranger stole across the lawn of the home of Brian and Tammy Schnitzer, who lived in this house with their two children, Isaac, who was five, and Rachel, who was two. The Schnitzers had placed in the window of their son Isaac's room a plastic menorah, it was Hanukkah, and also a decal of a Magen David, a Star of David. Well, on this particular night, the stranger, cinder block in hand, threw that cinder block right through the window into Isaac's room, shattering the glass, sending shards everywhere, breaking the menorah. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Isaac wasn't in the room. He was with his sister in the living room and their babysitter watching TV. The sitter didn't hear the crash. But when Brian and Tammy got home, they saw the glass. They saw the broken menorah. Fearful for their children's safety, they told them that tonight they would have a camp out in their parents' bedroom. They put them in sleeping bags and put them down to sleep. And then, of course, they called the police. An officer arrived and investigated the scene and advised the Schnitzers that perhaps it might be better if they didn't display their Hanukkah menorah quite so publicly. Well, word got out in the city of Billings about the incident and about the officer's response. And a member of one of the local churches decided on a response of her own. She called the pastor and proposed that the next Sunday in Sunday school, that all the children draw pictures of menorahs and that the church secretary photocopy them and that they be handed out to the churchgoers as they left worship with the instruction that they should place these pictures of menorahs in their windows too. And they did. And other churches followed suit. Soon there were hundreds of menorahs on windows throughout the city of Billings. Now, each of the churchgoers knew that there was a risk involved in this action. After all, the same stranger could just as easily throw a cinder block through their window. But they also knew that the risk of not acting was even greater. The Billings Gazette picked up on the idea and published in the paper a full-page pullout of a Hanukkah menorah, encouraging its readers to place it in their windows too. Now, initially, the haters responded with violence. Churches where the menorahs were posted were vandalized with graffiti. But the Painters Union volunteered its time to paint over the graffiti. The African American church saw more skinhead groups come in, but members of other churches came and sat with the worshipers in a show of solidarity. And for every menorah that was vandalized and every window broken, 10 more started to appear. And pretty soon in the city of Billings, there weren't hundreds of menorahs, there were thousands. And the hate literature disappeared. And the vandalism stopped. The Klansmen saw that the city had united. And in doing so, the city won. Many of you may know this true story. It was told on a wonderful PBS documentary titled Not in Our Town. I share it with you tonight for a number of reasons. First of all, it may be the most powerful Hanukkah story I know, next to the story of the Maccabees themselves. I also share it with you because sadly we know that anti-Semitism is alive and well in America. We witness it on college campuses where Jewish students are often charged with dual loyalties as they run in campus elections. We've witnessed it in Forest Hills, where the Bukharian Jewish community has been attacked by arsonists. And of course, earlier this week, we saw the menorah in Carl Schurz Park vandalized. I share the story with you because the citizens of Billings knew what we know, that an attack on any religious tradition is an attack on every religious tradition. And we are witnessing now in America horrendous insinuations leveled against the Muslim community. In our fight against terrorism, we must not paint an entire tradition as a terrorist threat. And those demagogues who would do so need to be called out for being the bigots that they are. And I share the story with you because it demonstrates the power of a community to effect real change if it is willing to stick out its neck. We live in what are admittedly dark and frightening times. But we must never make the mistake of thinking that we are powerless, because we're not. We have the ability to speak out against xenophobia and Islamophobia. We have the ability to speak out against a Congress whose failure to enact meaningful gun control legislation is a moral outrage. And we have the ability to demonstrate that faith is not a call to violence, but rather a call to bring hope back to this world. Temple Emmanuel is one of the brightest candles in the menorah, which is the American Jewish community, which is New York City. We have a responsibility to shine our light. And in so many ways, we do. You, our members, reach out to those in this city who so need us, caring for the elderly, feeding the hungry, bringing companionship to the lonely, and healing and comfort to the sick. And you tend to the needs of our own members, leading Shiva Minyanim, bringing meals of condolence, offering friendly visits to those who can't leave their homes. And others serve on the committees which make this congregation run so that it can be that beacon of light and strength, not just to its members, but to the wider world. And we honor all of you tonight. And we're going to invite you, those of you who are here, to come to the Bima so that we might ask God's blessing upon you. We know you don't volunteer for recognition, but please, I hope you will allow us to recognize you tonight. So I'm going to read the list of our committees and volunteer programs. And as you hear your group called, please do come up to the Bema. The Archives Committee, the Audit Committee, the Board of Trustees, our Clergy Search Committees, the E6 Board, Emmanuel Cares, the Finance Committee, the Homebound Delivery Committee, the House Committee, the Human Resources Committee, the Investment Committee, the Library, the Membership Committee, Mitzvah Day, New Members Committee, Men's Club, Nominating Committee, the Nursery School and Parent Teacher Association, including those who work on the Book Fair, the Buddy Breakfast, the Seder, the Challah Delivery, the Library, the Website and After School Programming, the Pension Committee, the Philanthropic Committee, the Religious School, including the Educational Leadership Team, the Parent Association Steering Committee, Religious School Liaisons to the Women's Auxiliary, the Junior Choir, the Student Council, the Teen Benefit Committee, the Teen Philanthropic Committee, and Class Ambassadors, our Saviv Board and Volunteers, our Second Seder Committee, our Skirball Program Committee, Stitch in Time, the Sunday Lunch Program, the Sunset Service Readers Panel, the Teen Board, the Teen Mitzvah Corps, those who work our Thanksgiving dinner, our Tikkun Olam Committee, our tour guides, our ushers, the Visioning Committee, our volunteer singers, our women's auxiliary, including those involved in the book club, the Budget Committee, the Emmanuel Center for Seniors, English in Action, Hospitality, Membership, Nominating, Program, Project Backpack, Ronald McDonald House, the Veterans Party, our Women's Seder Committee, our Young Artists Concert Organizers, and our Young Families Program. And if we left any group out, please forgive us. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of it all. But if you serve in any way, please do come up so that we might ask God's blessing upon you and thank you. Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu v'Imoteinu, our God and God of our mothers and our fathers, we ask your blessing upon these great kindlers of light for our congregation and for our world. May they know the depth of our gratitude to them for the example they set and the inspiration they give. May each of us lean our wicks toward their flames so that we might strengthen the brightness in this world and strengthen our congregation for the work yet to come, the work of justice and compassion and peace. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichunecha. May the light of God's face shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God turn his face toward you, and through you, may God bless all of us with peace. Amen. Please join me in thanking this wonderful group.